You're listening to SBS News.
United States President Donald Trump has been following the protests that erupted in Iran in late December. He's issued statements that the US would, in his words, come to the rescue of Iranians if the authorities there continued to kill protesters. On Friday, when rights groups reported the death toll at 65, Mr. Trump said Iranian authorities should be prepared for the consequences if they continue to use lethal force.
We're watching the situation very carefully. I've made the statement very strongly that if they start killing people like they have in the past, we will get involved. We'll be hitting them very hard where it hurts.
Over the weekend, marking a fortnight of protests and days after access was cut to the internet and phone lines, the death toll went from double digits to hit 544 on Sunday. President Trump responded with a tariff announcement. On social media, he declared that his administration is imposing, effective immediately, a 25% tariff on goods from countries that do business with Iran. Iran's trading partners include China, the United Arab Emirates, India, Turkey, and Australia. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says Mr. Trump wants diplomacy to be the first option, but the use of military force is not being ruled out.
I think one thing President Trump is very good at is always keeping all of his options on the table. And airstrikes would be one of the many, many options that are on the table for the commander-in-chief. Diplomacy is always the first option for the president. He's told all of you last night that what you're hearing publicly from the Iranian regime is quite differently from the messages the administration is receiving privately. And I think the president has an interest in exploring those messages. However, with that said, the president has shown he's unafraid to use military options if and when he deems necessary.
Iran's ally Russia criticized the statements on U.S. intervention as another attempt to interfere in Iran's internal affairs. Sergei Shoigu, the secretary of Russia's Security Council, made the remarks during a telephone conversation with Iran's Supreme National Security Council secretary, Ali Larijani. Other world leaders and diplomats have condemned the violent crackdown in Iran. Sparked initially by soaring prices, the anti-government protests are the biggest in the country since the demonstrations in 2022 over the death in custody of Mahsa Amini. EU Commission spokesperson Anouar El-Anani says new sanctions could be imposed.
We stand ready to propose new, more severe sanctions following the violent crackdown on protesters. This is a decision for member states to take unanimously in the Council.
Australia's Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, says his government is not considering any assisting role in the event of US intervention in Iran. But he says the federal government stands in solidarity with protesters in Iran.
We have taken sanctions against the Iranian regime across the board, but we stand with the people of Iran in fighting against what is an oppressive regime, one that has oppressed its people, one that is, I hope, is removed by the people. And we want to see a functioning democratic Iran in which human rights are respected.
Foreign Minister Penny Wong urges Iranian authorities to take heed of the calls to stop the killing of protesters.
What I would say to that regime is not only is the world calling on you to stop killing your people, but a regime that requires the murder of its own people to maintain authority is not a regime with any legitimacy. We have taken stronger action against Iran than any previous Australian government. We have taken some 200 sanctions. We were at the forefront of removing Iran from a UN body in relation to the discrimination against women. We have also expelled the Iranian ambassador.
Exiled former Crown Prince Reza Pahlavi, his father was overthrown as Iran Shah in the 1979 Iranian Revolution, has played a role in calling protesters to the streets, inside and outside Iran. Support for Mr. Pahlavi inside Iran is difficult to fully ascertain. Speaking to Fox News, he says his goal is to lead a democratic transition.
but it is important that we have a good process established so the world understands, and the people of Iran most importantly understand exactly this time how we're going to achieve that. Unlike what happened 47 years ago, where nobody really had a clue what it would mean to have what Khomeini planned for Iran. And by the time they woke up to it, it was too late. And I've stepped in at their request to provide them with that process. I'm committed to that, to ensure that we end up with a democratic alternative in Iran.
In Paris, between 1,500 and 2,000 protesters marched through the city centre. This protester called for international support.
L'aide étrangère est toujours nécessaire dans une révolution comme ça.
Foreign aid is always necessary in a revolution like this. And when we say foreign aid, it doesn't necessarily mean American bombings, not necessarily, but support is needed, such as boycotts, actions, but obviously the essential work is done over there.
L'essentiel se fait là-bas.
State television in Iran broadcast images of pro-government demonstrations around the country on Monday, as Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi told foreign diplomats in Tehran, the situation is under control.
From January 10th until today, we are in the next phase in which the situation has come under control. I think the internet will be reopened soon after full security control is established.
He says Iran is prepared for war, but also ready for negotiations. Dr. Sanam Barkil is an analyst with Chatham House. She says despite the massive scale of the protests, it's not clear at this stage that it will result in a regime change.
There are key variables that are still needed internally and externally for this protests to really develop into something revolutionary. You need sustained resistance from inside the country. You need organizational capacity, and the Islamic Republic is constantly trying to break that. You need a plan of action. You need to know what comes next. And ultimately, you also need the elites within the Iranian political system to break with that system. And we haven't seen elite fragmentation develop during these protests or in any protests since 2009.
President Trump is due to receive a formal briefing from senior officials in the next 24 hours on strategy and options to respond to Iran. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.